can do it there, actually.
All right, Adam sees Cirillo while he signs his goggles for his admiring fans. And this kid tries to wipe a fender down.
Love it.
Hey, nice work, man, today. That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it was nice to kind of – I haven't been that successful at outdoors in the past. I'm kind of all over the board. So coming off of Vegas, too, man, I really, really wanted this one. And just for me, for the team as well, dual disappointments, both Austin and I blowing our championships up. It feels nice to kind of right the ship a little bit. It's one race, but it's just amazing how, like, winning, no matter what you win, I mean, it feels, you know, unless it's a heat race or something, I mean, if you win an outdoor national, it's nice. And you can certainly enjoy it for a couple days.
When you're out front like that in the second moto in the slop and mud, there's a moment where you can either push it really hard and get your lead that you did, but you can make a mistake easy, but then if you back it down, you make more of a mistake. Like, what is it like trying to go with a big lead through the mud?
Well, yeah, so I kind of tried not to be conscious of what's going on, like, for the first while, and then I thought I had nickels on my ass until, like, 15 minutes, and I looked at the pit board, and I had plus 18.
Yeah, you were good, dude.
And then I saw plus 18, and then I got, like, unfocused a little bit for a second, and then I had to dial it back in, and it's just about trying to keep my feet on the pegs as much as possible, because as soon as I got my feet off, it seemed like I was so off balance, especially in that sweeper over there before that little step up back section where I looped it a couple years ago. So it's hard. It's hard being out front like that, but it's better than having somebody on your ass, honestly.
No, yeah, it really was. And coming down the hill, you almost had a big one lap. I don't know if you remember, or maybe it wasn't that big, but it looked pretty gnarly.
Well, Nick tells me when he watches me ride that he's like, he doesn't even get scared anymore when I get sketchy because he knows I got it. But I was just squeezing super hard with my legs, and any time it would kind of step out, I feel like I could straighten it back up a little bit as long as I didn't get too far out. So it's just about staying off the brakes today. That's why you saw Kenny so good at that, and he was so unreal in that first moto. It's because he's so light on the brakes. I mean, the guy's just coasting everywhere.
He's riding in like fifth.
Yeah, exactly. And that's how you have to ride. If you charge these downhills super hard and then brake on the first bump, you're going to die. So, and I'm naturally not like that. So it's a real conscious effort for me to try to, like, basically not try. That's the way to go fast today.
Cool. Nice start, man. Thank you.
Thank you. Cool.